Hey folks, this is Sam Roberts.
Hey, this is Kim Mitchell.
This is Hannah Georges.
This is Matt Mead.
This is Derry Graham from Honeymoon Suite, and you are listening to...
The Hulk Caesar Show.
CHMR-FM.
CHMR-FM. Newfoundland's only alternative. Newfoundland.
Welcome to the Hulk Caesar Show. I am your host, Hulk Caesar, and with me, as usual, is my medical intern, Mark. Mark, how you doing?
I'm very excited to learn.
Excellent. Our guests this evening join us from right here at Memorial University's campus in St. John's, Newfoundland. Oh, my music's still playing. Let me stop that. Our guests join us from right here at Memorial University campus in St. John's, Newfoundland, as professor of genetics and oncology. Dr. Sevtap Savas is teaching the next generation of geniuses how to save the lives of cancer patients such as myself. She's joined today by nurse practitioner and PhD student Krista King. Together, they're working on a study to examine cancer patients' experiences at home, in the workplace, and other aspects of living with cancer. Dr. Sevtap Savas and Krista King, welcome to the Hulk Caesar Show.
Well, hello. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to chat about your ongoing study and how folks can get involved. And then a little later on, we're going to get into some sci-fi questions answered from the expert. Let's get started with some tunes. From her 2006 record, Begin to Hope, here's Regina Spektor and Fidelity on The Hulk Caesar Show.
I never loved nobody fully. Always one foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, the sounds I hear in my mind, all of these voices I hear in my mind, all of these words I hear in my mind, all of this music, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, and it breaks my heart, when it breaks my heart.
Voices I hear in my mind,
We're back on the Hulk Caesar Show on 93.5 CHMR-FM Memorial Campus Radio. Joining us in the studio this evening, I hear from Matt Munn, it's Dr. Sevtap Savas and PhD student Krista King. They're joining us this evening to discuss their ongoing study into the lives of people with cancer and cancer survivors. Can you give our listeners a little bit of background on what you're looking into?
Yes, I'll just give a couple of maybe sentences of introduction, Krista, then take it because she is the expert. So this study is based on some previous study that we conducted in the Newfoundland and Labrador population. And, you know, we ask our individual, you know, residents affected by cancer about their post-cancer experiences, and they give us a rich array of information and input and suggestions. So we are about to publish that study, and I would like to talk about this some other time, but and based on what our participants in that study said us, we said, okay, we have to really look into that in more detail. We have to look at their experiences in social and environments as well as workplaces. And that's how it was born. And now Krista can continue what we are looking, especially in this study.
We have a high prevalence of cancer in our population. So we're interested in learning from the our population about their cancer experiences in the social and workplace environment. So we're going to do that by having group discussions and asking our participants to share their personal experiences with us.
Now, I know you you did a study on this as well, original study back in 2019. Mm-hmm. What were some of the takeaways from the previous study?
All right. So I would love to talk about that study once it's published, but until then, I can tell you the following things. That study was particularly focused on whether or not cancer, that, you know, individuals with a cancer history in our province were stigmatized or discriminated. Mm-hmm. And if so, what was the consequences of those? So we found that, maybe 40% of the respondents say, hey, you know what? I haven't experienced anything like this, which is great. I mm-hmm. think it's very positive. You know, they had support. They didn't feel different or treated different because of their cancer history, at least in a negative way. But for one in four participants, and we had 325 participants in this study, they said they felt stigmatized. Mm-hmm. And one in seven of them said that they were actually discriminated, or, you know, they were discriminated against, or they were not given the opportunities that they would be eligible for otherwise. Mm-hmm. For example, promotion at workplace or their relationship with the others. So these two, I think, are the most important takeaways, but there are other details that I really would like to talk about, but we will have to wait until it's published. There's something called the embargo with the publishers, but we will get to that.
They always put embargoes on video games, and they don't tell you how good it is till the day it comes out.
Do you think it will be published?
Well, I just submitted the proof this weekend, so we are expecting it any time. So can I just contact you?
Yeah, we'll get you back when we got that.
Excellent. Okay, great.
Now, what would you say are some of the barriers that you're currently facing when it comes to collecting data for your study?
Okay. So it really depends on the methodology, right? So first, one thing that we were talking with Krista as well, recruitment is always tricky. Mm-hmm. Recruitment of participants interested in and eligible to participate in the study. The previous study that I mentioned, it was an online survey study, and it took us 6 months to gather 325, but in the last, I think, 24 hours, we actually got like maybe 50, 60 of the participants. So something happened, right? It started to pick up, and people started
maybe
to
that VOCM
up.
Article. I saw a VOCM
exactly.
article back then.
Something, right? So you really never know when this will happen. This particular recruitment right now is going really well as well.
Good.
But Krista can tell you more. We are using a lot of different ways to reach out to our population and inform them about our study. Right, Krista?
Well, Krista, what would you say actually are, what is the criteria, first of all, for folks if they want to participate in the study?
Okay, so that's a great question. Thanks, Hulk. So to be eligible to participate in our study, you have to have a diagnosis of cancer within the past 5 years, live in Newfoundland and Labrador, be older than the age of 18, and be working after your cancer diagnosis.
Okay. And then what are some of the best ways for people who, if they want to participate, to get in contact with you?
So by email, they can email me at krista.king@mon.ca or they can phone and leave me a lovely message at 709-864-4618. I always love chatting with people, so I welcome phone calls or emails. I'm very open to talking to our participants.
And what sort of activities will they be participating in?
So for this study, primarily it's a group discussion, so they'll have the opportunity to talk and communicate with 6 to 8 individuals. Then the participants can either do that by logging into a link on a computer, mm-hmm. or they're able to phone us, okay, and log into the call that way. And they also are asked to participate in a small survey as well.
Great. All right. Well, if any of our listeners decide to take part in the study, you reach out to us on Instagram at hulk.caesar, and we'll send you a Hulk Caesar Show prize pack in the mail. So there's some incentive to get involved.
Awesome.
Here's East Coast Slackers' Treble Charger and Ever She Flows on the Hulk Caesar Show.
That's a man's job.
Wow. Did this dude just tell a sexist joke? That's so awkward.
All you guys like this.
That other guy noticed. He's also uncomfortable. I'm sick of guys trying to show off by putting women down. Bro, honestly, that's not even funny.
You're right, man. My bad. It's time to draw the line. Step up, speak up, and be an ally. Challenge sexism and sexual violence. Visit dtl.whiteribbon.ca. A message brought to you by White Ribbon.
Hey, all you hip cats and groovy kitties. You're tuned to the coolest station in the land. It's live, online, and in demand. www.chmr.ca. This is Mun Radio 93.5 FM.
You're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM and the Hulk Caesar Show. And today we're joined in our St. John's studios by Memorial University members, Dr. Sevtap Savas and PhD student Krista King. They're currently conducting a study into the lives of cancer patients. Dr. Savas, what sort of subjects do you teach at Memorial University?
Oh, so I teach both genetics and cancer, so it's really great. Mm-hmm. Cancer mostly to the undergrad medical school students, mm-hmm. cancer genetics. And then genetics and human molecular genetics kind of stuff in the graduate level as well.
These are all high-level courses, I guess.
Oh, yeah, but it's fun.
Yeah, what are young doctors like these days? What are young doctor students like these days?
Well...
All right, we can skip that question. Krista, did you do your nursing degree at Memorial?
I did. I've done all my studying at Memorial. We have a great university here, mm-hmm. a top-notch faculty of nursing with some very qualified instructors.
Did you stay in res when you went to school here?
No, I was fortunate enough to live at home.
Excellent. And now what's involved with getting your PhD?
Well, I started the PhD program in September, so I'm still new to the program. It's been an adjustment, as you can imagine, mm-hmm. But I'm learning lots, and I have a great mentor, Dr. Savas, and I'm learning lots of things. So I'm in community health and humanities, mm-hmm. and I'm learning about clinical epidemiology. So I'm very excited and proud to have this opportunity.
Great. So when you're doing a doctorate, Is it less courses and more like in the field stuff, or more essay research essays, that sort of thing? Or
it's very balanced, I think, in between your coursework. Like, you have a set number of courses that you need to do, mm-hmm. But a large focus is on doing a research study such as the one that we're here to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And really, the ultimate goal is to help improve the health and well-being of our population.
Now, Dr. Savas, where did you get your degree?
Where did I get my... I will get to that, but I wanna hear again your first question slowly, because sometimes I have a huge
problem. Oh, I talk very fast, too. I'm a classic Bayman.
No, sometimes I have a hearing problem as well as I can, so I want to answer that question. So what was it?
I had said, what are young doctors like these days, young doctor students?
Oh, they are perfect. They are very... So what I really like, they are all... very intelligent, very dedicated, but they are also very interested in social causes. I really like... how dedicated they are for community health, community well-being, undervalued, underserved communities, for example, to LGBTQ or rural areas or other underserved, like even racialized communities or individuals and so on. So, and poverty, I think, and they really have a global view of health and well-being, and I really like this. And it's kind of also in the curriculum, but I think what I see is that they are really breathing in and out social justice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And seeing global oneness, and I really like both of these in them particularly, so they are great. I think we are looking at really awesome physicians, future physicians, and they are also leaders and in so many other ways as well.
Would most of these people be in their mid-20s or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there is any age requirement. Like, I mean, for medical school, for example, you need to have an undergrad degree, right? So mm-hmm. that, I think, roughly translates as early as 22, 23. But I think there are also students who are admitted at a later age. And that's fine. That's great, actually. They bring different perspectives, experiences, knowledge. And that's awesome.
Can I do the whole thing online?
No.
No. Oh,
damn. No, sir.
All right. Do you have any tips for young people who might be thinking about getting into medicine?
So I'm not a medical doctor, mm-hmm. but we get this question all the time because we are a faculty in the Faculty of Medicine. So I think what I know from admissions, and I have been involved in the admission process at these interviews, what the school is really looking for is someone with the empathy that will use both the art and the science part of medicine. Mm-hmm. I think without art, without interpersonal relationship, without that connection with the patients, communities served, medicine is great, but I think it's just complementary. And whenever I talk to, great physicians, they always say that it's art. It's art to be able to understand and communicate, connect, and then follow up. So, and I don't know exactly what they mean with that, because I would like to have a similar, experience as a scientist. Maybe I'm missing that. But I think they are really looking at empathic individuals who can understand and who can put themselves in other shoes, and they can actually drive things. So understanding, having an empathy is something, but also you need to drive something, right? So a change, a positive change towards values and outcomes and the desired outcomes. So I think in my experience, this is what they are looking for. And they are looking for physicians with different backgrounds, like from art. I know someone who was a violinist. Got into medical school and I think,
go with their hands.
No, but it's required, because they have a different expertise and they can actually bring new perspectives, and maybe they can mesh music with medicine. Why not? Mm-hmm. And I think it's required. Art in medicine is a really great field. Enough.
Great. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll chat more about your research into cancer patients. Okay. Coming up on Sunday at the Rock House, this next band will be playing live, and I'm looking forward to going. I have tickets already. It's the Rural Alberta Advantage with Under the Knife at the Hulk Caesar Show. This is 93.5 CHMR-FM and the Hulk Caesar Show. I'm your host, Hulk Caesar, and joining Mark and I live in the CHMR studios tonight is Dr. Sevtap Savas and Krista King, who are currently doing a study on the lives of cancer patients. As I've mentioned in the past, my wife and I returned to Newfoundland from BC in 2019 when I was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. My experience with the treatment from the doctors and staff at the Health Sciences was excellent. In your talking to people, have you found that to be a common opinion, or is there more issues with it that I just didn't see?
So this, I'm happy to say that, because this is actually, this is something that came up in the previous study that I mentioned to you earlier. Majority of the participants actually were very happy and appreciative of the healthcare providers.
Mm-hmm.
Except, a few great criticism was also made. Okay, I can understand. I don't want to talk about this in much detail right now, but we can talk later. So oftentimes, the nurses particularly, participants were very appreciative.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had an excellent experience with the nurses at the, what's the name of the cancer center at?
The H. Bliss Murphy.
Yes. So.
But maybe one other thing I can say is that the hematological or blood cancer patients, they usually feel a little bit left out because they are taken care of in hematology department, not in the cancer care. So that's one thing that we are trying to raise awareness about.
I wasn't even in the Hubert H or whatever. I was in the main spot. I guess that was hematology I was in because I had blood cancer. I don't really remember a lot of things. That's pretty hazy.
So there may be some variability in the experiences because the different centers may be taking care of, mm-hmm. Or providing care to the different patients diagnosed with different cases. But I think generally, again, especially from the nurses, participants were very, very happy.
Good. What are some of the misconceptions that Newfoundlanders have about cancer?
We are actually talking about that previously.
I keep bringing it up.
Why not? Let's do it, by all means, because this population has helped us to see the situation much better, publish a scientific study about it, hopefully we will, and then design another study and we will follow up, right? So, yes. So, one misconception, for example. So, for example, thyroid cancer patients, right? Some people think that it's such a good cancer type, so some people may not even appreciate the experiences of a patient diagnosed with thyroid cancer. So that came, and I can understand, and we do see this kind of experiences in literature as well, right? So mm-hmm. it's not specific to Newfoundland, but mm-hmm. I think it's a general misconception. Cancer is cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, and from one person to the other, it may change the experience, the extent of the changes, life changes, this and that, but still it's an important event
mm-hmm.
and experience. So this is one, for example, misconception. There is no good cancer. All cancers require some sort of, good thinking. The other misconceptions, because, for example, people may make assumptions about you after the cancer diagnosis or treatment, right? For example, they may think, you get tired very easily, or you can't live that out, for example, at work or this and that, or you can't travel for, let's say, a convention,
mm-hmm.
work convention. They can make, this kind of assumptions may happen, but I think the best way is actually ask the individual whether they are able to lift that box or they are able to go to a conference, as part of their professional roles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not specific in Newfoundland and Labrador. I don't think so. Again, we do see this kind of experience in other populations as well. But something that we need to talk about so that maybe we can, collectively increase our awareness about how actually individuals diagnosed with cancer would like to be treated. I think this is really important and it's missing from our conversation. This is one of the things that I want to start. You made it after I published that study.
Yeah, we'll have you back on, then we'll really get into it.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's take another quick break, and then we'll come back with public service announcements. With their cover of Pearl Jam, this is Willie Nelson and his son Lucas, and Just Breathe on the Hulk Caesar Show.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. home. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go home. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, you know, others they've got none. Stay with me. Let's just breathe. Practiced are my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Oh. Yeah, I don't want to hurt her. There's so much in this world to make me believe. Stay with me. You're all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. And I come clean. I wonder every day as I look upon your face. Everything you gave and nothing you would take on. Nothing you would take. Everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean up. Take everything you gave.
Love you till I die. Meet you on the other side. It is now time on the Hulk Caesar Show for community announcements. Now, folks, would you mind helping me out with one of these? Dr. Savage, you can start with this one here.
I start? Oh, my dear. Okay. All right. This weekend, St. Michael's Print Shop will be hosting Ink Fest, a four-day printmaking festival featuring artist panel discussions, free workshops, musical events, and steamroller printmaking. Ink Fest has something for everyone. Join them May 25th to 28th at 72 Harbor Drive for a piece of the fun. You can find the full schedule and details on their website, stmichaelsprintshop.com. SanMichaelsPrintShop.com and their Facebook and Instagram at San_Michaels_PrintShop. You'll listen to Safe Top Savage, and I'm obviously not good at this.
Excellent. You started off so strong, though. Here you go. Let you give that one a try.
Fest. It's great energy.
Oh, I tried.
Okay, here it goes. It's time to dig out the neon from the back of your closet. This Saturday, St. Michael's Print Shop, in partnership with Hold Fast Festival, are bringing you the backlight party you didn't know your life was missing.
Woo-hoo!
Come on down to Kaleidoscope for a night of good music and groovy backlight vibes. Featured DJs SSSLO and Rock One will be spinning Saturday the 27th from 10 to 2. Doors open at 9 and cover is only $5. So bring all of your favorite friends.
Wait, there's a 2 in the morning now?
I'm not going to be able to compare to those readings.
Mark, I gave you one you had before, so.
I still apologize in advance for any names I may get wrong. Spring 2023 marks the 10th Record Fair NL event, featuring over 50 tables with tens of thousands of LPs, CDs, cassettes, and memorabilia. They'll also have social and kids areas, food, drink, and more. That's Sunday, May 28th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the St. John's Farmers Market, which is on Freshwater Road, and the admission is $2, and kids under 12 get in for free.
Now, Mark, are you gonna be IDing these children yourself?
No, but I did have to edit that because it did say kids under 12 free.
Yeah,
and
so
I wanted to make sure people knew.
Don't show up expecting free children. Free. Yes, okay. Yes. Good. It's good you clarified that. As always, community announcements are a free service of CHMRFM and the Hulk Caesar Show, and if you have something you would like mentioned on air, you can submit your announcement by visiting our website, www.hulkshow.com, and clicking the button at the top of the page, or you can reach out on Instagram at hulk.caesar. From 2004's White Light Rock and Roll Review, it's Vancouver's Matthew Good, and Alert Status Red on the Hulk Caesar Show. Caesar Show right here on 93.5 CHMR-FM Memorial Campus Radio. And joining Mark and I tonight for MUN, it's Dr. Seftaf Savas and PhD candidate Krista King. Now, we've got some pretty scientific questions to get to. But before we do get to my ridiculous questions, let's have one more serious one. What are the chances, Dr. Savas, what are the chances of getting diagnosed with cancer in Newfoundland and Labrador, and what are your chances of dying?
Okay. I want to ask you this. What do you think?
I would say the chances of, like, percentage of the population who gets it, I'll say 4% of the population, and of those people, 60% of them die.
4%?
Yeah.
Okay, you are very optimistic. How about you, sir, Mike?
I would go, unfortunately, as high as 40%.
You are on track, yes. Yeah. So, sadly, I mean, everybody would like it to be zero, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to get the cancer. We want to eliminate it. We want to eradicate it. And we don't want to lose anyone to this disease. But unfortunately, the reality is that, as Mark said, up to 40, a little bit slightly higher number of men than women, but 40% of Canadians are estimated to hear this word, you have cancer. Right, so this is the diagnosis. But in terms of mortality, like how many people, how many of them die, you were very close. So almost 50% of them actually. Yeah, so one in four individuals that will, one in four Canadians will die of cancer. So this is 25% of the population, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So that roughly corresponds to around 50% of cancer patients dying because of cancer. So again, there is, however, you know, we never, these numbers are important so that we realize that it's a part of reality. It's not, mm-hmm. it just doesn't, it's not something that does happen to someone, you know, in another universe or something. It does happen to everyone.
It happened to me.
Well, and, you know, but the one great thing, yeah, and great thing though, don't forget there is tremendous progress as well in terms of treatment, early detection, screening programs. So please don't lose your hope.
Mm-hmm.
Just know your risk and know the, you know, if you can reduce your risk, that would be awesome. If you can go take advantage of the screening programs, please do that, because cancer, if it's early detected, is very treatable and sometimes even curable. So don't lose that chance. This is my main message.
Okay, good. That's important. And then we'll give you an opportunity again at the end of the show to tell people how they get involved with your study so that they can contribute to getting some more information on this as well.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Savas, as the Hulk Caesar Show's official genetics expert, we have some important topics to get your opinions on.
Can't wait.
So let's start with Jurassic Park. Are scientists secretly cloning dinosaurs right now? Do you think that technology exists?
I'm waiting with bated breath over here.
I mean, anything we can imagine can happen.
Mm-hmm.
The technology, yes, it can. It is happening. Like the, well, I'm not saying anybody.
You
is
heard
cloning.
It here first, folks.
I am not saying anybody is cloning dinosaurs, but maybe they are. But you know,
I heard cloning dinosaurs.
But I think the techniques are there. Without, I think the bioethics, things would happen even more bizarre, but
we're a very unethical show when it comes to science.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, bioethics kind of guides, you know, because scientists would like to do things, right?
Mm-hmm, of course. What they can do, you know, what you can do, you should do. That's science.
Exactly. So that exactly, you are very scientific. So I like that. We can do it, but should we do it is another thing. So I don't know whether anybody's cloning any dinosaur,
right.
But if you are, please let us know, because I would be interested in knowing that.
All right, well, let's move on. Here's another important question.
Yes.
What about cybernetics? How close do you think the Illuminati Brain Trust are from creating some sort of RoboCop or RoboCops? Like putting like robot parts on people to serve and protect.
Oh.
Do you think we're there yet?
No.
Do you think?
Tell me again.
They're like, do you know the movie RoboCop?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a half man, half machine. Do you think we're there yet? Do you think we'll soon have robo men patrolling the streets?
Why do we need robo men? We actually
have
robots.
Well, for law and order, I think, because you want to have I think the point of RoboCop is you want to have the man part, the humanity, you know?
Right, but we do have already robots that can do that. Why do we need a robot?
Well, I don't trust robots.
Oh, I know. I'm joking. So I don't know. So here's the thing. I mean, technology will always advance things faster than our philosophy, understanding, mm-hmm. and et cetera. So anything is possible, but again, I don't know.
So yes.
We don't. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Why not?
Excellent.
Sure.
All right, Mark.
Sure.
Mark, let's get in that RoboCop business right now, Mark. You start working on the aluminums. All right. How about this one? Is there any chance of some sort of crazy advancement in my lifetime, like Wolverine self-healing powers or your consciousness uploading to the cloud when you die? Like, are we on the verge of anything like totally bananas?
I mean, have you heard about climate change? Do you really think that?
Oh, I thought I thought climate change was supposed to make us a tropical paradise, but it was freezing today.
Yes, but that's another story because Newfoundland and Labrador has always been a special place. Now, I think the real question is: will we be able to actually survive this crisis?
Mm-hmm.
It's not my expertise, but I keep thinking if this is
going. You're the best expert we have, though.
Oh, thank you so much. That's really amazing. But
Mark's pretty smart too. So.
I know. And by the way, folks, this is the most fun conversation I ever had. These folks rock. And if you are ever interested in having great fun, please come join to this.
I am blushing.
Hulk and Mark has just, you know, I don't know. They are just wonderful people. And right, I'm going. Right. So my answer to your question is I don't know.
Okay.
Obviously.
How about this one? Now that the future is upon us. I know Mark does this every day.
Okay.
Should everyone be more careful with their organic sheddings and scrape themselves clean with a stone on the beach every morning like in Gattaca? So, like, you know, you scrape off all that stuff so no one can collect your skin bits and hair and stuff and then, like, clone you?
I don't think many people have seen the movie Gattaca.
No?
I haven't.
No?
I have never
then
seen
it. It's so strange that you do that every morning.
No,
that was just a coincidence.
I have not seen it.
I have seen it.
I figured you'd have seen it.
I have seen it. No, no comment. No answer.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. How about this one? Who made us? Aliens? And are they coming back?
Oh, that's very philosophical. I'm a geneticist. How would I know? I'm not an astronaut.
I didn't know. I didn't. Maybe you got some secret look at a government program. I don't know. I was trying to sneak that one out of you. All right. Listen. All right. Here's one that's more up your alley. How about this one?
Okay.
If I cloned a Merc,
yes,
but with no mouth.
Okay.
Just to do chores and run errands.
Yes.
Would it really be Merc? Yes. Or would it be a soulless meat robot?
Oh, one second.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that imply that I'm not already just a soulless meat robot?
Your mouth's moving, Mark, so that tells me, like...
Well, that's kind.
So is there any morals in that? Like, should there be a reason, if we can clone Merc so he can run my errands with no mouth, shouldn't we?
But why no mouth? I want to ask you that.
Well, because he just gabbers on a lot.
I think it's perfect. That's the way he is.
I'm a very big fan.
It'd be much quieter if he didn't have the mouth.
Right. Mark is perfect. That's the way he is.
Absolutely. So if you want to clone him like this.
Okay, final question. Here we go. This is a serious question. What do you think the chances are that they may one day reanimate Walt Disney's frozen head? Did you hear that? We know Walt Disney. Walt Disney, who started the Disney Company. There was a rumor that he had his head frozen to be reanimated someday when they can reanimate heads.
Okay.
Do you think we're there? Do you think, like, any day now we could see him on Fox News?
All right. So if he can survive this climate change,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that we will see really fantastic or crazy stuff in a couple of centuries. Because I always think about, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, what did they really think that we could actually move on to moon?
Even like Mars? 300 years ago, things were pretty bleak,
exactly,
I think.
Exactly, right? But they always, kept an eye on that moon, So, and 1969, we were on the moon, right? We landed on the moon. So you kind of think that anything is possible as long as we can survive. But I think my point is, I don't know how long we can survive like this, like if we are going to not have a collective understanding of what our planet is needing.
Do you think we should abandon Earth and go to some other planet and start over?
Anything, not Mars, because...
I don't want to suggest Uranus because it's a funny radio name, but...
not Mars because of the, space dude. But,
and we're fine with that as well.
But
with this mentality, wherever we go, we will mess it up.
How about we dig down deep into the Earth?
Maybe we live
underground like mole people.
Right. Everything is possible.
Mark, you go to Canadian Tire tomorrow and buy all the shovels they have.
I do hear it's warm down there.
It is warm down there,
Or maybe we will move into the parallel universe.
Ooh, I like that one, too.
This is why we
I'm much more successful in a parallel universe. Well, all those years in school and you end up on my program getting asked questions about RoboCops, was it all worth it?
I think it's well worth it. I think I really had a great time, and I can see Krista, she has done an amazing job too, and it's one of those private moments as a supervisor to see your trainee doing so awesome. I think she's one of the future public speakers, and I couldn't be happier. And you guys, really, you folks are amazing. Sorry for my sexist language, so I'm trying to correct it all the time. You folks, Hulk and Mark, you are absolutely fantastic, and I had a great time. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, yes, please come back.
Oh, sorry, yes, Christy, we will.
Please come back.
Well, that's all about all the time we have, so I'd like to thank today's guests, Dr. Septav Savas and Krista King, for joining us. One more time, how can people get in touch if they want to participate in your cancer study?
If anyone wants to join our study, they can send me an email at krista.king@mon.ca, or they can give me a call and leave a voicemail if needed at 709-864-4618. And I would be happy to talk to anyone about our study and any answer any questions that they may have.
Awesome. Well, here's your show gift. It's a mini VHS box.
Oh.
Of your appearance on the program.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
You
so
remember
much.
VHS tapes? Oh boy.
Oh, lovely.
The quality was so bad, but
it's a lovely memento.
Absolutely love it. Thank you.
All right, well, Mark, we have quite a lineup of guests on the horizon. Next Wednesday, we're going to be joined by musicians Nicole Hand and Jody Richardson. They're going to play some tunes for us. That's going to be fun. Then on June 7th, as Jody's bandmate in the legendary Fur Packed Action, Jeff Younghusband. Mm-hmm. Fur Packed Action, Chevy, and Box will be performing at the Rock House on June 17th to celebrate the release of Mike Heffernan's book, Let It All Fall, Underground Music and the Culture of Rebellion in Newfoundland, 1977-1995. Mike will join us in studio to talk about the book on June 14th, and we'll also talk to him about his book on the Ocean Ranger, which I'm very interested to get into him with. We hope to have a lot more fun guests throughout the summer. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday evening, and you can find our show archive over at www.hulkshow.com. Let's close out this week's show with Florence and the Machine. It's free on the Hulk Caesar Show and CHMR-FM, Newfoundland's only alternative.